Winston, a quick throw. Humphreys had it, lost it, tipped, intercepted. Panthers. Bradbury down the near sideline, steps out of bounds at the 16-yard line. What a play by the rookie James Bradbury.
One thing we can say about the Panthers' young cornerbacks is that they are rookies no more. These guys grew up in a hurry, as Dave Gettleman said in his press conference, with baptism under fire.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, it's tough to go into the season, in theory, in the situation the Panthers were, but they believed in these guys. They invested three consecutive draft picks in cornerbacks, and those first two in particular, James Bradbury and Darryl Worley, they counted on them right away, particularly in the case of James Bradbury, who, you know, was good at the beginning of the season. He was great at the end of the season. You see what he did last 2 weeks of the season against guys he'll see a lot in this division going forward. Held Julio Jones in check in week 16. Did a good job against Mike Evans in week 17. There'll be a lot of battles to look forward to between those guys in the future.
And in that game, James Bradbury came up with his second interception of the game. And, Max, I don't think I've seen any young player that guys cheer for more than his teammates did for James Bradbury.
He was a guy who really endeared himself to his teammates. He came in with the right approach, which is going to kind of keep his head down, work hard. He knew that there were a lot of expectations. You know, heck, we're in number 24, especially after the offseason the Panthers had with Josh Norman moving on to Washington. And I thought he handled it really, really well. He had an injury to deal with early in the year that he came back from, that turf toe, which was tough because the Panthers were getting really excited about where he was in his development at that point. But he came back from the injury, as Brian said, finished the season really strong. And they hoped and were optimistic that that would happen. Darryl Worley was a guy that they maybe didn't quite think would be able to have an immediate impact like James did. But as Ron said after the season, they were really pleasantly surprised by what they got from Worley as well.
And Brian, you're down there on the sidelines at practice. When you look at these guys, they are now the prototypical cornerback that you want in the NFL, especially when you talk about having to go against receivers like we have right here in this division.
Right, from a physical standpoint, just their stature, their height, their arm length, that type of thing. It's a formula that has worked for other teams in this league. It's what the Panthers value as well. Those guys fit that bill. Then also, you know, you look at other guys that are out there with them at the same time. Leonard Johnson is an interesting guy to think about. Not the same stature. We're talking about a different built guy. But, you know, in that nickelback role, that's one of my fond memories of the season, is remembering Leonard Johnson working on the sideline, waiting for that day when he got to come off the PUP list in his game pants. And boy, did he play a game when he got out there, gave an emotional boost to this team. Then you kind of didn't hear about Leonard for a while, but it was simply because he filled that role the way you needed to be filled. He wasn't making headlines for the wrong reasons in that role.
And that's a tough position. I mean, that's like being a traffic cop in the middle of Times Square, because every offense in America now is going to go after that nickel guy and put him in a bind, and I thought he did a great job. Talk about some other young guys. We had Zach Sanchez and also Teddy Williams both finished on IR. Lou Young is also waiting in the wings. And many of these guys will add to that depth coming in the future.
Yeah, the Panthers certainly hope so. Of course, the headliners were the rookies that were drafted earlier for Carolina, being James Bradbury and Darryl Worley. As Mike mentioned, definitely some depth at position as well. It was a position group that really went through a lot of change throughout the course of the year. Of course, B'nai Ben-Wickery started on this team. It was going to be a starter, you thought, at the beginning of the year. No longer with the Panthers. Robert McClain was a starter midway through the season. Also no longer with the Panthers. That speaks to the kind of faith and trust that they had in the young guys they drafted. They feel pretty good about them. And we've kind of been saying it all year. Are Bradbury and Worley going to be a long-term cornerback tandem in this team, in this city, for this organization? And I think our answer right now is looking pretty sure, like, yeah, they're going to be here for a while. They're going to be a pretty good duo.
No doubt indeed. And one reason is because they had guys like Kirk Coleman. And coming up next here on Panthers.com, we'll talk about Coleman and the other safeties on the roster.